Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Denise Kovach, as we continue our social distancing. They're still over at 1111 Douglas Avenue. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Well, we're doing great. And you know, every week you say we're 1111 Douglas Avenue, but I would bet there's people around Central Florida that don't know where Douglas Avenue is.
Well, if you put 1111 Douglas Avenue in your Apple Maps, it will tell you where
it
is.
That's correct.
But it can be confusing.
But it's in Altamont Springs.
It is in Altamont Springs. Has been there, will be there. And that's where Denise and I are socially distancing right here in our conference room. And we're also on Facebook Live if you want to check in and see what we're doing here this morning in our conference room. But Denise and I are here this morning, more importantly, to take your questions, your calls, your inquiries, things you might be thinking about regarding your IRA, your 401k. Have you been furloughed? Have you been laid off? What decisions you have to make about maybe perhaps retiring early? You know, we're facing that. We have clients coming in the office now, people we haven't seen, never seen before, but have heard us on the radio for years. And they say, you know, I've been listening to you, and I trust what you say, and I need your help. And that's what we do. Denise and I are part of a group here of 12 certified financial planner professionals. We have more CFPs here under one roof than anybody in the state of Florida, and we are very proud of that. During the week, we do financial planning and investment management for a fee. We work with our clients as fiduciaries. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, we are here to take your calls. And we're also on Facebook Live. Is that right, Kyle? Facebook Live? Am I saying that right?
That's it. Facebook.com.
That's it.
Put On the Money in the search bar, and you'll be able to watch us and enjoy that as well, or see any previous shows that you may have missed. So if you're driving in the road right now and you go, ooh, I want to hear that again, well, it's very simple. Go to Facebook.com, put On the Money podcast in the search bar, and then it'll pull up our page. Or you can go to YouTube, and put Certified Financial Group in the search bar and watch the Certified Financial Group page. Plenty of ways to connect with us, but the number is the best way to connect to us, because that's the number that gets you on the air right now to have your question answered. And it's a brand new number. It's fresh out of the oven, a brand new number. So I want to make sure that everybody with the new frequencies, we've got a new number, and it's 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. And for those of you that just love numbers and letters, the number actually spells out 844-580-WDBO. So it's very easy to remember.
It took me a little while to figure that out, but that's easy. 844-580-WDBO.
Made it really simple. But yes, new numbers. And I don't think anybody tries to memorize numbers anymore. So that's why we always got to repeat it, remind everybody, because as the financial world turns, questions and new questions come up. Where before, you know what? I didn't have a question, but you know what? Now I do. But if you go back to that saved number, it's old, 844-580-9326. Topic of the day, Denise Kovach, getting us kicked off, Social Security and the earnings test.
Well, the reason I want to talk a little bit about this subject is I got a phone call from a client last week who recently retired. She was an RN, and she just got tired of the COVID. And, you know, she's 65. She turned 65 this year, and she was tired, and we were talking about things, and I asked her, are you going to take Social Security, blah, 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 and she says, yeah. I had a conversation with someone at the Social Security office who said that I've made too much money this year, and I will not get any Social Security. And I'm like, that is just totally wrong.
Making too much money this year.
Well, making too much, she's talking about is losing your Social Security, right?
I'm sorry?
Not being eligible or losing it. That's what you're referring to.
Yes.
Because, you know, under the United States Social Security system, workers who have reached 62 but have not reached the full retirement age are subject to a retirement earnings test. And that effectively defers benefits for people whose earnings are above a given threshold. So let's say you turn 62 this year and file for Social Security benefits. If you continue to work and earn over $18,240, $1 will be deducted for every $2 over that.
So let's stop right there. So if I earn more than $18,240 after the age of 62, but before my full retirement age, I lose $1 for every $2 over that $18,240.
Correct.
Got it.
Okay. So she retired, I think it was in June, so she's got a half a year of income.
Right.
But this person at Social Security said, you've made too much money. Well, that was back then.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
She has no intention of going back to work and having an earned income
right.
going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not going to have a problem. But what if she wanted to go back to work? Now, how is that count? We already talked about $18,240, right?
Right.
That would be at the beginning of the year.
Right.
Well, we're not there.
Right.
She hasn't done anything. We've got to calc it some way.
Got
so
it.
We break it down and we divide it by 12.
Aha.
Okay. So that number, what would that be?
It's got to be $1,500 and change.
$1,520? You're good. You're a numbers guy, aren't you, Joe?
$1,520 without a calculator.
So basically, this month, she could earn $1,520.
Right.
Next month, $1,520.
Right.
If the next month she earns $1,521, guess what?
Up.
They're going to take that income, add it to the income that she's already earned from January to June.
Oh.
And they're going to calc that out. She'll more than likely lose that income, that Social Security benefit.
Uh-huh.
But then the next month, she might only do $1,520.
Got it.
But then the next month, if it's over that, then they're going to do the same thing again.
Got it.
So people need to be aware of that.
So what this points out is that you don't always take for gospel what you get from the Social Security Administration.
Pretty much.
That's scary.
Well,
the rules are so complex.
Let me tell you something. Denise just came back from 2 days of intensive Social Security training, and she is our resident Social Security expert. We're glad to have her here with the firm. And she just spent 2 days, once again, refreshing on all this stuff. And she walked in this morning, looked a little worn out, frankly. No, you always look great. I'm just being facetious. But, I went through the training myself earlier this year, and it is intense because there's so many moving pieces and parts in this. And unfortunately, we see time and again that people haven't come to see us before they've taken Social Security and have made the wrong election.
And that's very true. That's very true. And, you know, these last 2 days have confirmed a lot about what I know and a little bit about what I forgot.
There you go.
You know, because I only have so much space in between these years. But back to the earnings test, for my client who's 65 this year, she'll be turning 66 in 4 months, which will be her full retirement age next year.
Right.
So basically what's going to happen is that for everyone... $2 over the limit, you're going to get one taken back.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be for every
$3. That's right.
Okay, and then the amount is greater. It goes up to $48,600, which is the equivalent of $4,050.
Right.
Okay, so that increases in the year of full retirement.
That year. Yeah, there's some flexibility in that year.
And then in the month of her birthday, or when she turns
66.
Full retirement age, that month, not... the day, but that month, she's considered FRA.
There you go.
You know.
FRA is full retirement age.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
But I want to caution people because the class that Joe and I took to learn all this information was taught by a 35-year veteran at the Social Security Administration.
Right.
And he was in management, so he's very knowledgeable about a lot of things. And his partner is a CPA. And basically, the gentleman, the Social Security guy, basically has told us on numerous occasions, don't rely on the Social Security people. Most of them don't know what they're talking about.
They're well-intentioned. They're well-intentioned.
Oh, absolutely.
But unfortunately, there's so many moving pieces. And everybody's situation is different. You know, it works for, might be good for the one person that walked in. The next person that walks in, they can have a totally different financial situation. And what they're recommending doesn't work across the board.
That's why we talk about now situational Social Security.
Situational Social Security,
yep.
SSS, situational Social Security. There you go. Well, this is what we do day in and day out for our clients as certified financial planner professionals. When we do investment planning, we believe that you ought to have a foundation of a financial plan. And as certified financial planners, this is what we've been trained to do. Remember, anybody can call themselves a financial advisor, a wealth manager, whatever it is you want. But the Certified Financial Planner designation is, in fact, the gold standard, and we're proud to have 12 CFPs here in our company right here in Altamont Springs. So once again, if you want more information about our company, what we do, and how we do it, the best way to find that is go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. And incidentally, if you want an off-the-air consultation this morning, Chris Todvine is here in our office also taking calls. Chris is a Certified Financial Planner, and has an MBA in financial planning. He's our He's our super duper CFP, if you will. And he's available as well. You can reach him at 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTIVES if you're executing a legal document. But Denise and I would love to take your calls and get the things kicked off. So once again, Kyle, why don't we throw out those numbers?
Yes, 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. And of course, my favorite way to remember it, 844-580-WDBO. But not only can you call in and ask the panel on the radio today a question, Joe, I believe you got somebody in your office this morning.
Yeah, once again, Chris Toadvine is there. He's taking calls, and he'd be glad to take your call. But Denise and I are here to take the call. So what have you seen this week? You've been gone for a couple days on this class.
I have.
Yeah, what time to start?
10 o'clock.
10 a.m. till 4, till 2.
Okay. They broke it down. It's an 8-hour class.
Right.
And they broke it down because we did it by webinar this time.
Oh, yeah.
You were
supposed to go to Texas for your class.
I was. It was going to be in San Antonio. And my girlfriend, Valerie, we were going to do a, you know, kind of back-to-back girls weekend.
You're going to travel with Valerie?
Valerie.
You know what kind of mistake that is?
Oh, she's so much fun. Joe, you better watch your back now. But no, I was supposed to take the class in San Antonio, but now it was via webinar. A lot of information.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is, you know, as we said, Social Security is a foundation for many people in their retirement plan. Social Security is not a retirement plan. It's a safety net, and you need to have far more than Social Security when you retire if you want to maintain any kind of lifestyle. And Social Security, did they talk about the potential changes in Social Security? Because we all know that Social Security in the not-too-distant future has some financial difficulties.
I'm glad you brought that up because I sent an email to Jim Blair. Mm-hmm. He's the veteran.
Instructor.
SSA. Mm-hmm. Yep. And because I told him, it's like, okay, when I run financial analyses for my clients, I have a tendency to be a little bit conservative when it comes to Social Security benefits because the trust fund is due to, based on the path that we're going right now, to go broke in 2035.
Right.
So I asked Jim, or I told Jim, I said, what I do is effective this year, if I'm working with somebody who's, you know, 15 years or more away from Social Security, I discount their Social Security by 20%.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And only grow it by 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer I got back from him was he feels confident that there's going to be changes now and then, and that's not going to happen.
Yes. Yeah, that's been my feeling. You know, they made that big adjustment back there with President Reagan back in 83,
right,
where for the first time Social Security was taxable.
Yep.
A lot of people don't remember that or know that. At one time, Social Security was totally tax-free back in the good old days, and then, of course, they changed it to being taxable, so that put some money back in the Treasury, and then they moved the retirement date. It used to be 65.
Yep.
And now it's full retirement age for some people is 67. And what is, you young chicks?
That would be me.
That's you. Good for you. But some folks are taking it at age 70. You know,
right.
We like to suggest that if, in fact, you can.
And the reason to do that is because between your full retirement age and age 70 is that in today's law, your benefit grows at 8% per year.
8% per year, plus cost of living.
Absolutely.
So that's guaranteed money.
Absolutely.
Even though, you know, we just got done talking about Social Security won't be here, you can darn well bet the Social Security will be here. But the younger people, you know, the Gen X's, Gen Y's, the millennials are probably going to have to wait a little bit longer, as we talked about. Maybe 70 will be their full retirement age.
That's what they're talking about.
Yep. And they may change the taxation of it. Instead of up to 85% being taxable, maybe 100% being taxable, depending on what your income is.
Payroll taxes being based on 100%
that's
of your
right.
salary.
That's correct. That's correct. Increase the payroll. So there are tweaks that can be done, but unfortunately, nobody wants to step up and do it. Because it's a political, you know, you got to have the guts to make these decisions.
Absolutely.
And you're saying politicians don't have guts? No,
that's
I'm just
correct.
Kidding. Don't answer that question.
I can tell you a lot of things they do have.
Coming up next, 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326, the number to dial us up. Kurt has done that. We'll talk to him right after we get to the three big things you need to know. Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO, FM 107.3 and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We're taking your phone calls with the Certified Financial Group. The number to dial us up again, 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. We've got the latest news, weather, and traffic coming up in about 4.5 minutes, but we've got plenty of time to take your phone calls, so let's kick it off this morning with Kurt. Kurt, good morning. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Kurt.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
So I actually have two questions. One was just prompted by what you were just talking about, Social Security, and perhaps while I was getting connected, you covered this, but it seems a little, going back to this nurse that, you know, she was going to get her Social Security taxed or whatever. So she's, you know, hypothetically, if she makes $1,501 in the context of what we were discussing in October, say, well, they're only going to tax her on, like, that extra dollar, right? Or maybe
let's get our terms straightened out. Taxation right. is one thing, and up to 85% of your Social Security could be taxed once you start receiving it. What Denise was referring to was the Social Security offset that they penalize you or they reduce your Social Security benefit if you earn too much money. So there's two things. One is a taxation that you will deal with in your retirement years. And the other is as you approach retirement, if you take Social Security between 62 and your full retirement age, which for many people today is 66 and change, right, you will give back $1 for every two for everything that you earn over $18,240, except for the year in which you turn full retirement age.
And
right?
The year you
Did
turn,
I say that right, Denise?
It's $1 for
every three, yes.
But over 40,000, what is that number?
I think it's 48,000.
48,600.
Yeah. Right. So does that, right. Go ahead.
No, well, I'm just saying, so however we term that, to me, it's just tax. But I understand, and I can get into the details, and it gets confusing.
Sure.
But what I'm getting at here is, if she was to take Social Security, she wouldn't end up with less money for the year. I mean, if she was making $1 million or some exorbitant amount of money. But in her situation, if she was to take Social Security, at least insofar as this year goes, and putting away next year, whatever she does in the future, we don't know what we're going to do in the future, even though we think we do. She's not going to end up with less money.
Oh, that's right.
Right? I mean,
that's correct.
She's going to end up with more money one way or the other. So, I mean, it just seems weird. It scares. I talk to people, and they get all scared by this sort of thing. And I'm like, well, they're not going to take your money back. You're still going to end up with more money, just less than what you would have had. But you're still having money. And, yeah, there's things about the increases, you're taking it early, blah, blah, blah. But in this specific context, she's going to end up with more money.
Well,
right?
She's going to end up with more spendable money. I think the challenge is, or the difficulty comes in, when people see, okay, this is my Social Security benefit, so I'm going to get that, but I'm going to continue to work, so I'm going to be able to get, I'll have more money than what I did when I was working. And that's where people get messed up.
Right. That's a perspective thing. And you do need to understand that. But I think people get, I know because I've spoken to people about this sort of stuff, because people sometimes ask me about these things. And it's like, well, no, you're not going to lose it. Yeah, you're not going to get as much as you expect, but you're still getting something.
Right.
At the end of the day, once you turn full retirement age, you'll gradually get that money that they took out back. I mean, you'll get it back.
Right. Yes. Yes.
It's not hurting you over the long term. It's just temporarily. And that's another thing people misunderstand. They think, oh, that's going to impact my Social Security even when I don't work. I'm like, well, not that I know of. I mean, granted, I'm not an expert on this, but the way this stuff gets communicated a lot of times on a lot of these shows and articles that I read and such, it leaves these huge gaps, and people fill that in with the worst case scenario. And I'm like, well, no, I mean, yeah, that space has been left there to let you interpret it that way, but that's not really the way it's going to happen. But anyway, that's okay. So we're clear on that. Can I ask one other question?
Of course.
So I've been kind of wanting to get away from these corporations that are all woke and such. And I know there's a bajillion different kinds of of mutual funds and ETFs and such that are there. Do you know, granted, maybe you can't say their names, but do you know if there is anybody working on just creating a basket of non-woke companies? Because I don't like investing in companies that are going to contribute to terrorist organizations, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. So what you want is a non-woke mutual fund or non-woke ETF. I understand where you're coming from. Believe me.
Here's the challenge that. Right? So,
pardon me?
There's green ones and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Stuff, right. Oh, yeah. 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 There's environmentally sensitive mutual funds. And yeah, it's a whole niche market. I don't know of one, but I think there's maybe a market for it. But we appreciate your call, Kurt. Thanks so much for calling.
Interestingly enough, we'll talk about more with your calls at 844-580-9326. Again, the number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group. Time for the latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall in the WDBO Newsroom. Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO, FM 107.3 and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend where we're looking to hear from you. 844-580-9326, the number to dial us up. That's the number you want to keep in the cell phone in case you're driving down the road this morning here in Central Florida on a very hot Saturday as July comes to a close. Yes, July is already coming to a close here in 2020. So if we hit a topic that piques your interest, that's the number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. Joe, for anybody that may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about?
Well, this is the only financial call-in show that you can hear in Central Florida that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planner professionals. Denise and I and 10 other certified financial planners do financial planning, investment management Monday through Friday for a fee. We work with our clients as fiduciaries, and we've been doing that for a long, long time. We've been here part of the WDBO family now for over 30 years, and the roots to our company go back over 40 years, and we've got a lot of experience, over 350 years of combined experience right here in Altamont Springs. But Denise and I are up here in Altamont Springs this morning, socially distancing in our conference room up here, taking your calls, questions that you might have, things you're dealing with, things that Denise and I and the 10 other CFPs deal with day in and day out, questions that you might have regarding Social Security, long-term health care, regarding an annuity, life insurance, reverse mortgages, IRAs, 401ks, stocks, bonds, real estate, all that and more. We are here. So if you have any questions on any of those topics, I guarantee if you're thinking about it, there's a dozen other folks out there that just don't want to pick up the phone, but you can reach us right now by picking up the phone and dialing these magic numbers once again.
844-580-9326. 844-580-9326. As we have a phone call coming in here. Joe, I wanted to ask you about something you sent me this morning about going cashless. What is this all about?
Well, you know, there's a move right now about, you know, eliminating the dirty money, about getting it out of your hands and going totally electronic. And a good friend of ours, Al Taylor, who's a regular listener up there in Atlanta. Good morning, Al, if you're listening, sent this to me. And I think this deserves some discussion. So let's talk about what a no-cash society actually means. A cashless society means no cash, zero. It means you can't get cash for anything. Everything is digitized. So let's think about this. So if you're struggling with your mortgage and you can't do an odd job to get through, what do you do? If your child can't go and get help from the local farmer and earn a little bit of summer cash, no more cash will be slipped into the hands of a child as a good luck charm from the grandparents when going on holidays. No more money in birthday cards. No more piggy banks for your child to collect pocket money. No more cash for a rainy day or that's something special you've been putting $20 a week away for. No more little jobs on the side because your wages barely cover bills or put food on the table. No more charity collections. No more selling bits and pieces from your home that you no longer want, need a bit of cash in return. No more cash gifts from relatives and loved ones. And what a cashless society does guarantee, though, is that the banks will have full control of every single penny you own. Every transaction you make is recorded. All your movements and actions are traceable. So this is not a good thing. We need to have the ability to have money in our pocket.
Absolutely.
To have transactions that can't be traced necessarily, and you know, to just spend money when we want to have it. I mean, I think we take that away. That goes back to time immemorial. I think the cavemen had some form of cash and stones, you know, but this is where there's some folks that are trying to move this to perhaps keep track of our movements and And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but you take this out a little bit further, and I'm sure they'd like to do this in China, and we sure as hell don't want it here in the United States. So thanks, Al, for sending this down to us, and glad to have passed it on.
Yeah, I don't. That's the reason I'm not going to go get Bitcoin, so you know exactly where I'm spending it and how I'm spending it and all that. That's that just, you know, I like the cash. I like to hold it in my hand. 844-220-0965, the number to dial us up. Let's kick it off with Tim. Tim, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
What's up?
I'm a truck driver right now. I'm retired military, and I'm going to be working until I'm at least 70 years old. I'm 62 right now. So what I want to know is, I've been told that when I have to combine these two retirement systems together, I'm going to lose a little bit here and a little bit there, but the overall is going to be bigger than what I'm currently getting. Can you give me any kind of idea of what I can look forward to?
Well, let's talk about, answer our question. What do you mean by combining the two retirement systems?
Well, so, I've been told that whenever I, go ahead.
In the military, you paid into Social Security.
Yes.
Okay. And as a truck driver, are you self-employed or are you working for a corporation?
Working for a company, yes, sir.
Okay. So
I'm still paying in.
Okay, good. So your Social Security is going to be based on your high 35 years of earnings, right, Denise?
Correct.
So your high 35 earnings, so you'll be able to get that. And now I don't understand what you mean by combining the two things. Are you talking about a 401k and maybe a TSP that you had in the military or something?
No. I have a straight retirement program. And in round dollars, I get $1,600 a month for the military. And I've been told that when I'm 70, I'll get $2,300. The two are not just going to stack one on top of another, are they?
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, if you paid into Social Security, absolutely. But I think what you're referring to is what is called the windfall elimination.
The whip. And whip you.
And if you had a non-Social Security, you know, income, then your Social Security benefits would be reduced accordingly. And there's a
crazy formula.
Yeah, thank you.
To say it another way.
I think that's what you're referring to. But if you paid into Social Security, you've got 35 years, you got 40 credits, okay, which is what is necessary, 40 credits, then you should be okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to get a pension in addition to your Social Security.
Yeah.
Okay, so I won't actually lose anything.
Nope. So, you know, you work until 70, once again, as we said earlier. Your benefit that you would be entitled to at your full retirement age increases by 8% per year plus any cost of living.
Correct.
And so if you want to get a projection as to what that might be worth to you, go to ssa.gov/estimator, and it'll tell you what your benefit is. Some people get their Social Security benefits. You know, you've seen this, Denise, as well as I have, when people come in and they bring in their Social Security projection, and it shows what they'll get at full retirement age, and they want to retire at 62.
Right.
You know, they think that they're going to get that. Or let's say that they're 55, and they're going to retire early. Social Security assumes that you're going to work at your full amount until your full retirement age, your current income.
Right.
So if your income changes or you stop working, that's going to have an impact on the projection. So you got to be careful when you're looking at what Social Security is going to provide for you. That answer your question?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've been told by many people that one or the other would be reduced accordingly. But you give me hope.
Well, first of all, we appreciate your service. Thank you for your service to our country. But you are entitled to your pension in addition to Social Security if you've paid into it. So you'll be doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. All right.
There you go. Made your weekend, right, Tim?
Day.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. I can drive better now.
There you go. Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Tim,
yeah.
You driving an 18-wheeler? Yeah. All right,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, sir.
Be safe out there.
Keep between the lines, everybody. Thanks for the
Thank
call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Tim. Thanks so much. If you want Tim's line, it's 844-580-9326. Again, one more time, the number 844-580-9326. Susan in Orlando has dialed us up. Susan, you're up next with the Certified Financial Group.
Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I just need something to you can clear me up on my Social Security.
Sure.
a couple weeks ago, I did call Social Security, and I asked them that I've got a book on trying to get the most benefits for my Social Security, and it said that being at least married with your husband for at least 10 years or more, you're entitled to get half of his Social Security earnings. Well, when I called Social Security and asked them about that, they stated that my Social Security earnings was already incorporated his earnings into my earnings. And that didn't seem to sound right because my husband passed away back in 2000, and I had to wait at least 7 years to get his survivor's benefit, which is about roughly $1,400. But then just a little over 3 years ago.
At age 60. At age 60,
right? I waited 860 to collect his survivor benefits, which is about $1,400 at that time. But then when I turned 70, I decided to switch from his survivor benefits to mine because mine averaged out $1,600. So that's what I've been collecting. But when I called Social Security, I asked about that additional earnings from half of my husband's Social Security earnings. She says, that's already in there, and that didn't make any sense to me. And I'm hoping you guys can kind of clear that up for me and get some clarification on that.
Susan, they're talking about a spousal benefit. Okay, you're not on a spousal benefit. Your husband passed away, and when you were eligible at age 60, you took his benefit, what he would have been eligible for at his. Okay, so that's what you're taking. The 10-year period, Susan, has nothing to do with a married couple. That 10-year period has everything to do with an ex-spouse that wants to claim on an ex-spouse. Okay, so the rule there is that you had to be married at least 10 years in order to file for a benefit on your ex-spouse. To file for a benefit for your on your spouse, you only have to be married 9 months. Okay, so
But I think your question is: should you be entitled to more, get your own benefit and part of your husband's benefit? I think that's what your question is.
Is that true, Susan?
Yes, correct. Yes, that's correct.
No.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
When you flip over at your age 70, or you've already turned 70?
I'm 73 now, yes. When I turned 70, that's when I took my benefit for Social Security because I was getting a little bit more than what my husband was getting.
Right,
I wanted the 8% in cost of living to grow a little bit.
Sure, sure. You did the right thing. That was good planning. You got your benefit. There's nothing else that you're going to be getting.
Yeah, the Social Security will look at what gives you the higher benefit, your husband's benefit or your benefit. And in your case, because you did what you did, you get your benefit is higher, so your husband's benefit drops off. You don't get both.
Correct.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that what they said was correct, and because they got me kind of a little bit confused, and I couldn't quite understand it. So that's why I called you guys.
You're quite welcome. Hopefully, we cleared it up for
thanks
you. Thanks
a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, Susan.
You're
thanks
welcome.
So much. If you want Susan's line, it's 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. Bill in Longwood has dialed this up. Bill, we're going to ask you to hang on the line because we've got to get the three big things you need to know. Hang out there. We'll have plenty of time, a whole segment to answer your question about the RMD. So we'll get to that on the other side. But again, 844-580-9326 if you want to get in line and get behind Bill for our final segment. We are planning tomorrow.
Today,
the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO. Welcome back. It's the final segment of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group. Taking your phone calls at 844-580-9326. We've only got 4.5 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic, so I want to get back to the phone lines here. But in case we do run out of time, Joe, what's the best number to reach at the office? Because I believe there's people there right now answering the phones.
Yes, once again, right now, Chris Todvine, Certified Financial Planner, is in our office taking calls off the air. So if you want a more detailed question or have a more detailed question, I'd say Chris is glad to take your call. And if he is on the line, please leave a message, and he promises to get back to you. So you can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTORS if you're executing a legal document. So he's there waiting for your call. In the meantime, we got a call here from Bill.
Bill in Longwood. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Bill. What's
up?
Good
morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Thank
what's
you.
Up?
Fantastic. Hey, so I'm 58 years old, looking ahead to retirement and all this. I've got 401ks and IRAs and you know, been working since I was 15, putting into the Social Security and all that. And I've heard, you know, bits and pieces here and there about the required minimum disbursement or distributions. When does that come into play, and how do I mitigate that?
That comes into play when you turn age 72. And how that is factored is you take the balance of or the value of your IRA on December 31st, okay, and the year prior, and based on your year, there's a life expectancy figure that is divided into that to give you the amount that has to be withdrawn.
Right.
Okay, so, and that comes out of my personal account, right?
The IRA, or a 401k as well. 401k,
whatever it might be, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you asked about how to mitigate that.
Right.
What you want to do, what we have done for our clients is when we do financial planning, we look at what their projected tax situation is, and if you stop working and if you're in a low enough tax bracket, you may want to do some Roth conversions. If you're in the 10 or 12% tax bracket, it might make sense to do that. You pay a little bit of tax now. But in a current law, that money will grow for you tax-free. So depending on your situation, that is one way to mitigate that. But you want to avoid taking out any money out of the account any sooner than what you need to do. So everybody's situation is unique. But by the way, you may remember the old 70 and a half rule. Does that ring a bell for you?
Right.
Yeah, that changed this year.
Yep.
So if in your particular situation, you have until age 72 before you have to start those required minimum distributions, those RMDs, as we call them.
Gotcha. So now, and then the other thing too is, I need to start planning. I want to take a look at things like, you know, when can I retire, and then how do I put that together and things like that.
That's what we do day in and day out for our clients, working with our clients and showing you what you need to do. Go to our website, financialgroup.com, or call Denise Monday morning in our office, and she'll be glad to give you a complimentary consultation.
Give out the number, Joe.
We do virtual meetings, 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE, or you could reach Chris Toadvine right now in our office if you have a more detailed question.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of On the Money. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
We'll see you next Saturday, 9 a.m. on WDBO.